Rabban B'Shogeg, and that way they're different than all of the other list of Chayvei Krisus mentioned there in Mishnah Krisus. And this comes up as part of a discussion in the Gemara, as we saw with Rava's interpretation of Shitas Rabbi Akiva. As Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds that Chayvei Krisus can get Malkus, Chayvei Krisus Beis Din cannot get Malkus. As Rava explains, the case is that the Hasra was in fact given not for the Misa, but for the Malkus. And yet, Chayvei Krisus Beis Din will not get Malkus because of the rule called Lav Shenitan Lasaras Misas Beis Din in Lokan Alav. The Lav is needed for Nitan Lasaras Misas Beis Din. Therefore, you cannot use it for Malkus. And by Krisus, you don't have that problem. The Gemara explains why. Because Karis itself doesn't need an Asara. The proof to that is Pesach Umila not having an Asara and having Karis. But then the Gemara presses on. What about the fact that Karban should need an Asara? After all, since Pesach Umila have no Karban, presumably that's because there's no Asara. So that's what the Gemara thought in the question. The Gemara says, no, that's not the reason at all why Pesach Umila do not have a Karban. It's because it's not like Avodah Zarah, the Hekesh to Avodah Zarah, as we've been discussing. And the Hekesh tells us it has to be similar on Veira for Karban Chatas. The Shogeg has to be similar to Avodah Zarah in that Avodah Zarah, the Torah tells you not to do something, and you violate the Avera by doing. Masha'enke Pesach Umila, where the Torah told you to do something, you violate the mitzvah by not doing. So is the Maskana Sagemara, but obviously it becomes much more nuanced as we began to see the various sugyas, where it would seem in many sugyas, and certainly Rashi's position is, that indeed the reason that Pesach Umila do not have a carbon is based on what would seem to be the Gemara's question, which is that it's not an Ashara. An Ashara is what's needed to have a Chiyuv Karban. And again, what we began to see is that it could depend. This is the first level that we saw, is the Tosis, and that we saw Yevamos primarily in the other two places, that there really are two different rushes that could teach us why you need a Chiyuv Kares in order to have a Karban B'Shogeg. Based on what the drasha is, it would also follow from that whether a lav is needed. Namely, if you learn from the drasha, as we say here, huksha l'avodah zarah, so then that's the shita of the chachamim, and then it would follow that all you need is kares, you don't need zdono lav, and then the exemption for Pesach Umila would have to be that which we have in our Gemara, that it's not similar to avodah zarah in a different way, because it is a mitzvah of a kumbaseh, not a mitzvah of a shevel taseh. Bottom line is you would not need zdono lav. According to Rebbe's drasha of aleha leha, from achos isha, you would need a lav as well. But we were struggling, of course, and we had Rebbe Kiva Eger's new breakthrough in the sugya yesterday that indicated the various proofs that he had from the cheshbon of the sugya, shitas Rebbe, shitas Rambam, and even the way Tosis proved his point, that you don't need zdono lav according to the Chachamim. And the proof was the fact that the Gemara makes the drasha, the Hekesh, relating to Avodah Zarah from the perspective of that it has to be a Shevel Tasa mitzvah, not a Kumbase mitzvah, and not from the perspective that it has to be an Ashara. That's Tosis' proof that we don't consider that part of the Hekesh, since the Torah doesn't give you the Ashara in the context of the Pasuk. So Rabbi Kiva Eger built from all these questions, as we had fun yesterday, developing the very, very impressive approach of Kiva Eger, not that you need to ask him, but really to reconfigure the sugya, that really there are two issues here, and not necessarily identical issues. There's an overlap, and there's a certain, obviously, association. Namely, one issue is, would there be a Chiyuv Karban if you had an Avera that did not have a lav? A related issue is, does Karban need an Ashara or not? Obviously, in one direction, if Karban needs an Ashara, then obviously you can't get a Karban if there's no lav. That direction is clear. But the other direction need not be clear. Namely, if I assume that you need to have a lav in order for there to be a Karban, it has to be an Avera of a lav, you can arrive at that conclusion, if you wanted, even without pinning yourself down and assuming carbon by Ashara. Which means that the Torah might have taught us as a siman that you should know which mitzvahs should you have Should you have a chatas on which mitzvah is not? You should know, a way of my telling you is, look at Avodah Zarah as the criteria, and if we would take lav and bring it into the mix of what Avodah Zarah has, it has a lav, so then I'll know that only Averis with a lav have karba. That doesn't mean that karban boy ashara. That doesn't mean that you can't give an onesh karban without an ashara. It just means coincidentally that the Torah excluded certain mitzvahs and included other mitzvahs. And the way to figure out what the Torah had in mind is to use the model of Avodah Zarah. But that doesn't mean that you couldn't get malchus for an iser that has a carbon connected with it. Just because there's a carbon connected with it doesn't mean that it's the law that is necessary to mechayev the carbon. That's the basic mahalach of Kiv Eger, and that's how he solves all these issues. Again, we had a ha'ara, which we're not going to go over, from the Tosfos in Shabbos, that speaks about the situation of a person who is a shogeg in just the kares, which for Rabbi Yochanan would normally be enough to make him a shtogeg for chatas. And what Tosfos says, Rabbi Yochanan would have to agree, according to Shitas Revi, that he have to be a shogeg in the lav and the kares. And we thought, l'chaira, that sounds like the lav is part of the mechayiv of the carbon, as opposed to saying that it's a way of knowing that there's going to be a carbon. Why would the fact that there's, you know, that not having a lav, just, you know, that there's no carbon, why would that mean that you have to think about it and be shogeg in the lav? The mechayiv is the kares, and the lav just happens to be a simon. Okay, let's not going to go over that. That's for that. Let's now learn the next Tosfos. Before we do that, though, I want to just mention a few people called this morning, Eli and Yitzhak Yonatan. I did give you a ritva to look at in brackets. It's a difficult ritva. It's a little less difficult with Rabbi Akiva Eger. That's basically what I'll say. If you did see the ritva, you'll know what I'm referring to. The ritva in explaining our Gemara, so he seems to say that the maskana sa Gemara, the Gemara's maskana is that Pesach Umila, carbon doesn't need an ashara, and yet Pesach Umila don't get a carbon because they don't have a lav, a chai v'yase. You read those words, it sounds like they're contradicting one line or the other. I read the words, Uparkina, is the last part of the ritva. Uparkina, and the carbon v'adai will be in asharas lav. For carbon, we don't need an asharas lav. Pesach Umila, the labene carboninu, that was Pesach Mila not having a carbon. Eino elo mishum the iskush with carbonos avodin bizarra. It's only because it compared to avodin bizarra. Shehi below sase. Lafuke Pesach Mila de chayde yase ninu. You first glance, you read these words, and it's a pele. Like, what is he saying? What he should have been saying is, what? Carbon does need a zara. Pesach Mila are excluded because the tzivoy is a tzivoy to do something, and the violation is by not doing. What he seems to be saying, the words are saying, is that Avodah Zarah is a lo sasei, Pesach Mila are chai v'yasei. Sounds like he's saying the pshat in the Mishnah and Krisus that would be like the Havamin of the Gemara. So how is he answering the kasha? Like, it's Mamish Apella in reading the Ritva. And in the new Ritvas, they point out that this has been raised as a major question, what the Ritva is saying. Something seems off in the Lashon. The only thing I'll say is, in light of what we just said with Kiva Eger and what Tosfos, it could be it's not as much of a problem. I'm not saying it's for sure the pshat in the Ritva, but the kasha is not as strong. Because what we saw yesterday was that it could very well be that we're using Avodah Zarah as part of the Hekish, using the Hekish from Avodah Zarah, and we would exclude Pesach Umila because they don't have an Ashara. And still assume carbon will buy Ashara. So it's not the etzem, a contradiction. It's still not clear that that's what the Ritva means, but it's just that it's not as powerful a question as it would have been before we had Rabbi Akiva Eger. Whatever the pshat is, it is, you'll see on the bottom of the Ritva, they have a suggestion, but it's something just to notice. And again, it's not simple. Okay, let's do the toast. Just bear with me for a second. It's a little bit hot in my room, so I'm just going to put a fan up. Okay. Okay, Heber, let's see the Tosfos Afukei Hani. Okay, this is the words of the Gemara that we are excluding Pesach Umila from a carbon. Says the Gemara, why? So the reason is because we have this Hekesh Tavodah Zarah, which requires for there to be a carbon that the Torah commanded us not to do something. Pesach Umila, the commandment was to do something. This is what we know, Maskanas HaGemara over here, as to why there's no carbon b'sholgeg for Pesach Umila. Says Tosfos, Lafukihani Pesach Umila, Dikum Vaseh Ninu. That Pesach Umila, the Torah said that you are to do something. The Kumbah Seinin. The Kasha, Tosfos asks, why do you need this new derivation, what the Gemara is saying over here, that Pesach Umila are excluded because they're unlike Avodah Zarah, because they're Kumbah Seinin. Tepuk Lei, Mide Amina B'Torah Kohanim. Tosfos pulls out a Torah Kohanim, and that's the Medrash Halacha on Sefer Vayikra, that has the following drasha. It says in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, last week's Parsha, regarding Karban Chatas, it says, V'asa achas mehena. A person does an aveira from one of the mitzvahs of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher lo se'asena, V'asa, and he does, me'achas mehena. The Torah is not clear what aveiras are being discussed, but the Lashon HaPasuk is Va'asa. So the drasha Torah Kohanim and Tosfos now quotes is Yatsa Mesis Umediach Umekalel Aviv V'Imo De'edim Zominin She'ein Bahen Maisa De'ein Bahen Karban. Tosfos quotes here from the Torah Kohanim that there's an exclusion of four Averos that are not subject to Karban Chatas, because the Pasuk says, Va'asa. Va'asa means it had to be a Maisa that was done. And these four examples are not counting as a Maisa. What are they? They're all Dibor. The assumption now is that Dibor is not called the Maisa. What are the four Averos? Mesis, Mediach, has to do with Avodah Zarah. Mesis is you seduce an individual to worship Avodah Zarah. That's called a Mesis. A Mediach. So that's an onesh skila, that's an onesh, of course, of Chayvei Mises Beisdin. Mediach is someone who seduces an entire city, Irani Dachas, and he's to be put to death, of course, and so is the city. Mikalel Aviv V'Imo, again, the Torah has for that skila. The Eden Zomin, there the onesh is whatever it is that they wanted that person to be Chayv, so if it's Chayv Misa, they'll be Chayv Misa. But Lemaisa, all those Averos, Bishogeg, would not have a carbon chatas. Again, there could be other reasons why there's no carbon chatas. First of all, they're Mises based in. But right now, they're not kares. But Tosfos is quoting a drasha that the reason why they don't have chatas is because of the word va'asa. No, if we have a drasha like that to exclude these four Averos that are only Dibur and not a Maisa. So now I have another way to learn now for Pesach Umila not to have a carbon chatas b'shogeg. V'hu adin Pesach Umila, de'imim na v'lo avid, if he holds back from doing the mitzvah Pesach mitzvah Mila, leka Maisa. Now, it's not so simple. I actually took a little time to look at the Torah's Kohanim. It's interesting because what Tosfos quotes is, it's a little bit vague in the Torah's Kohanim. If anything, let me give you a context to the Torah's Kohanim that Tosfos seems to be quoting. So you have here this drasha that's excluding things that don't have a maisa. So it's prefaced By bringing in the Hekesh that Tosfos is saying we shouldn't even mention. Let's see where it is. Oh, here it is.
What's Rebbe's problem with the Toras Kohanim?
I'm going to read it to you. See what I mean. I'm going to read it to you. I have a Toras Kohanim here. It's in Parak Aleph. It's called Dibura Dechova. There's Dibura Dinedava. That's the beginning of a Yikra. Then called Dibura Dechova, Parak Aleph. So first, the parak begins. Again, this is going to throw us off because of the Tosis that we saw yesterday, but so be it. Let me read it to you. The parak begins, it says, well, there are things that are like Avodah Zarah and things that are not like Avodah Zarah. So we have this halacha that whatever is Avodah Zarah, similar to Avodah Zarah, would have a carbon chatas. So therefore, we should require zdono kares to have shigasu chatas. Says the Toras Kohanim in halacha beis, pushing back, why are you harping onto the detail of kares by Avodah Zarah? Why not focus on some other aspect of Avodah Zarah, not the Kares Shabbat, but the Mises Bezdin Shabbat? Because we have many Averos in the Torah that are Mises Bezdin and no Kares. So the Lashon Toras Kohanim is the following. Ima Akum Avodah Zarah Miuchedes V'chayav V'Mises Bezdin Af Ani Marbe Eles V'chayav V'Mises Bezdin. So let me only include those which are Chay Mises Bezdin. So what would that include? Hama Ani Marbe. So listen to the list. Hama ani marbe es hamikalel aviv v'imo. Sounds familiar? The Tosis that Tosis just quoted. Mikalel v'imo, hamesis, hamidiach. And there's two other things that I have in Toras Kohanim in front of me that Tosis didn't mention, but I'll quote it. Hamachashef, v'novi hasheker, v'edin zomimim. So here you have a list of six things which are chai v'misus based in. And the Toras Kohanim is asking, why don't we include those things as well? Because the Mises based in and say there should be a chiyuv chatas. Tamar lomar v'asa. V'asa me'achas me'ena yotzu elu she'en behem maista. So it's interesting. So the Toras Kohanim is actually beginning with the connection to Avodah Zarah. And then the Toras Kohanim wants to say, so why not compare to Avodah Zarah in terms of Mises based in and list these things? And uses the exclusion of the Asa. No, but we started with Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah is Kares, and it's also Chiv Mises Bezdin. So to the extent that you have already similar to Avodah Zarah, well, Pesach Mil is not Mises Bezdin. Pesach Mil is not like Avodah Zarah in terms of not being a Sheval Tasa Mitzvah. So like, there's already a context in the Toras Kohanim to Avodah Zarah. The Toras Kohanim continues and says, "Otsias elu she'ein behem maise, v'lo otsias hamaka abe v'imo v'gonid nefesh v'zaki mame uben soromore v'harotzeach." Maybe I'll exclude those that don't have a maise. What about things which are chayv mises based and have a maise? Tamalom ratorachas yochem os b'shkaga. It has to be something which is similar to Avodah Zarah in terms of kares. And these examples are not kares. So the Toras Kohanim starts with Avodah Zarah. Excludes the things maybe that are Mises based in without a Maisa, and then wants to know what about excluding things that have a Maisa that don't have Kares but have Mises based in, and says no, there has to be similar to Kares. So it's a little bit strange that Tosus doesn't give you the larger context of the Toras Kohanim, but let's just see what Tosus says in his response. He said, Yeshuomar, Vishami Yeshuomar, the Itztrich Drasha Dahacha. So you still need the Drasha to exclude Pesach Umila from the fact that they're different than Avodah Zarah, because it's a Shevalt, Avodah Zarah is Shevalt Tasa and Pesach Mitzkum Vasei. He says, why? Nishum de Betoras Kohanim Ika Drasha Achriti. There's another Drasha there, in a different Alacha, the Mefaresh Mesis Mediach, the Labane Karbininu. Mishum de Beinan, Dume Davodis Kochavin, the Yeshbo Kares. So there's another drasha that excludes these very cases that we just mentioned. Mesis Mediach, based on not having Kares. Upesachum Milahavi Bekares. Lahavamina Dahavim Bekarba. So he says, you know what? There's another drasha. So here again, I have to look a little bit till I found it. But there is another halachta here. Yeah, so this is was it? I had it before. It's interesting, just when I'm saying this already, the Ritva also points out with Tosus Kasha, when Tosus Kasha was raised, he adds a few words. Velo od. We'll come back to the tariffs in a second. Velo od. Ela da hachi mishaninan la lohad de pesach umila b'sifrei. He means the sifra. What was Tosus Kasha? Let's come back to the Kasha for a second, okay? Tosus says, why do you need to exclude pesach umila? Because it's not like Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is Sheva'al Taseh, and Pesach Mikom Baseh. Let's exclude Pesach Umila because it's not for us, it's not a Maise. So the Ritva adds, because indeed there is such a comment in the Torah's Kohanim as well. So that is what I just found right now, in just a little bit before. It says that we darshin from Asher Lo Se'asena, that we exclude things which are mitzvahs aseh. So he says, Oti is mitzvah she'en chayav mekares, velo oti is a pesach she'en chayav mekares. Tamalom asher lo se'asena. So we're excluding pesach because of that. Oti is a pesach she'en tadir, velo oti is a mila she'en tadira. Tamalom asher lo se'asena. So the very Torah's Kohanim in a different place uses the drasha that Tosus wanted us to use to exclude pesach u'mila. So it just makes the question even stronger. So that's with regard to the kashya of Tosus. Now, what did Tosus answer? So Tosus answered that there's another place in Torah's Kohanim that excludes Mesis Mediach Eden Zomimin from the fact that there's no Kares. So here, it could be Tosus means what I just read before, that we excluded also Makya Abba Ve'imo, we don't need Nefesh. Halacha Gimel, yeah, that's what you have it. Good for you. Otsias Eosh Eben Ma'aseh, but Otsias Amaka Abba Ve'imo, Vigoniv Nefesh. But that's not the case of Mesis Mediach. That was excluded before because Eben Ma'aseh. Tosus is saying that we excluded those cases because it's not like Avodah Zarah, in that there's no Kares. So what?
In that halacha, he talks about Kares, though.
Right, but that's Kares exclusion, because an Kares goes on other cases where there is a Maisa. So you're saying it should go back on before as well, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe I have to look again a little more carefully. I thought I had it. But either way, this is what Tosus seems to say, that there's another drasha that uses the Hekish to exclude Mesis Mediach, and based on that exclusion, Pesach Umilo would have been included were it not for this new layer in our Gemara. The Ritva has a little bit of a different twist in the Teretz. If you look in the Ritva says on the same Kasha that we just read, and the Ritva brought that the Torah's Kohanim actually does exclude Pesach Umilo based on the fact that it's not a Maisa. So Vitirtsu, he quotes it from Tosus, Vitirtsu da Ahishanuya, that Teretz that we're excluding Pesach Umilo based on not having a Maisa, Leisa el Rabban under Baal Maisa. That only goes according to the Shita, the Chachamim, in Krisus Dav Zayin, that you need a Maisa in order to have a Chiv Karba. However, there is another Tan, Rabbi Akiva, and he holds that you can have a Chiv Karba without a Maisa. He doesn't interpret the Asa, Shelo Se'asena, the Asa, literally that it has to be a Maisa, Aveira with a Maisa. Because he holds that Megadef, which is Birkas Hashem, which is only Dibur, also has a carbon, even though there's no Maise. And since our sugya is revolving around Shitas Rabbi Akiva, and therefore the Gemara doesn't want to quote the drasha that excludes Pesach Umila based on not having a Maise, because that would not screw with Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't require a Maise. So that's the Ritva's twist on the Teretz. With Maise, it dovetails with Tosus. Tosus says there's a separate exclusion, not the exclusion of Embo Maise in the physical, but the exclusion is not similar to Avodah Zarah. So the Ritva says that goes with Rabbi Akiva, who would not exclude something that doesn't have a Maise, but would exclude the same thing that has no Maise if it, you know, in other words, to the extent that it's not like Avodah Zarah, you have to chesed now carefully, Rabbi, and how it works, but in terms of the hekesh over here. But this is part one of Tosis. Okay. The Iker, I want to work with you on the next part of Tosis, very yisodistic inyan that comes now in the second chelk of Tosis here. Tosis now has a fach and mila because of the fact that they're not similar to Avodah Zarah, in the sense that Avodah Zarah is a tzivoy of a Sheval Tase and Pesach Umila are a tzivoy of a Kumbase. But were it not for that, we would have every reason to assume that Pesach Umila would have a carbon b'shogeg. Correct? Says Tosis, Pesach I understand. Mila is a problem. Says Tosis. Miu Mila Kasha. So you just got finished saying that you would have thought that Pesach Umila that have kares would have a carbon b'shogeg if you didn't do the mitzvah. But Mila, I don't understand. Why? Lama likra. Why do we need a pasuk here to exclude this drasha that so to speak, the drasha that we're using to exclude Mila, because you would have thought it's chayiv carbon because you have karis b'shogeg. What kind of karis do you say you have b'shogeg? Lo have you b'karis dumet avodis kochavet. You don't see in Mila that it has karis analogous to avodah zarah. Forget the issue of Kumbase and Sheval Tase. I don't have Kares to Midavo Dezara. Why not? So Pesach, I do, but Mila, I don't. Ola Olam. It's barrier, Sheyed Rizach Yakares, when a person leaves the world. Because short of that, when he's still alive, the Olam Yacholam Lachmo Vili Pater Mikares. The option is always available for him to mal himself and become part of from Kares, in which case you don't have a Chiyuv Kares in here because the option is still available for you, for the person to be now. And therefore, in what sense do you say that Mila is similar to Avodah Zarah in that there's a Chiyuv Kares? There's no Chiyuv Kares because he can always bow himself. So there's no Birur on the Chiyuv Kares. Those are the words of Tosus Kash. Okay? Everyone hear the kash? So l'chara, what kind of halacha would you have by Mila that you would think it's a chiv karban because it has a chiv kares, domed avodah zarah, lo yisbar any kares until he dies. He can always do the Mila. And for Tosis, the Yishloma, the l'olam kozman shalomal onish kares alef. No. Kozman shalomal onish kares alef. Kozman is not mal. There is an onish kares looming on him. And therefore, it's considered you have a chiyuv kares. It's gemar avodah zarah. Now let's try to dig deeper in what Tosis is saying. What exactly is Tosis mechadesh? What was his understanding in the question about the nature of chiyuv kares of mila that he had a problem here? And what's Tosis changing in the teretz? Again, the words in Tosis kasha is la'olam lo yizbar shei b'kares at sheyamus. Tosis answer is la'olam kozman shalom mal anus karis alef. What's this all about? So many achronim suggest, and these achronim include the Aruch HaNer, the Kovetz Shiurim, Rebbe Chanan and Shavuos, the Minchas Chinuch, maybe others as well. They want to connect this shaka v'tarya in Tosis, kasha and teretz, and line it up with Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raavad. Now let's see. The Rambam and the Raavad have a very fundamental Machlokes about the nature of the Chiyuv Kares for Bris Mila. If you have your Hilchas Mila with La Rambam, Perek Aleph, take a look with me at the Lashon Rambam, Hilchas Mila. The Rambam talks about the Mitzvah Mila first, for that has in it the Chiyuv Kares, Nalach Aleph, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha. He talks about the mitzvah la'av lam u'espino, mitzvah la'rav lam u'esko'avadav. The father or the adon doesn't have kares if they don't do the mitzvah. That's a separate halacha, that the chiv kares is on the aro himself, not on the father, not on the adon. So the Rambam continues in halacha base, and he says, so maisa who should do it? So whoever can do it, the father, the Adam, Beis Din. And if no one else does it, now he's now a gadol. And now it's his obligation. This RL has a self-obligation to do Mila. And this is where we have the Chiyuv Karetz that relates to the person himself. But the Rambam says, Kol Yom Sheyom Sheyavar Olam Sheyagdil. Every day as the person lives in the status of being an RL, and he doesn't do Miss Mila, Harei Mevatel Mitzvah Aseh. So there's a Mitzvah Aseh that a person who's an RL, who's not mal himself, is Mevatel every single day. That's clear. But what about the Chiyuv Karetz? Avu Eino Chayiv Karetz Ad Sheyamos Vehu RL B'meizit. Says the Rambam, but the Chiyuv Karetz will not set in until he dies with having consciously not done Bris Mila. This is Shitas HaRambam. Obviously, the question begs itself, what's Shaykh Karetz after the person's dying? I mean, Karetz Uchar means premature death. So the Kesef Mishnah discusses a few possibilities. He says it could be, it has to do with another level Karetz for the Neshama. There's different ideas within Karetz. The Ramban talks about this in Achrimos as well in Chumash. Different ideas of Karetz. It could be the Karetz here would be a different type of Karetz, not of the physical body, but of the Neshama. Other Pshatim, he suggests what it could mean in the manner, the way the person died, whatever it is. But L'maisa, the Rambam says, a Chiyuv Karetz can only exist if the person died and he was an Aro B'mezid. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says the Ravid on the Rambam, Amar Avram, Ein Bezeh Tavlin. This has no taste, it has no spice. Chimishum Asra Safrit Potro Noso Min HaShamayim. Way of speaking. Min HaShamayim, there's a Chiyuv Karetz. Maybe. What Hasra Safrit means is you can't give a person Malkis according to one Shita if it's not clear the person is going to, you know, maybe he'll do it, maybe he won't do the Aveira. So it's Hasra Safrit. It's not clear that the person is going to for sure be violating it based on Asra. That idea is foreign to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Shemayim. So the fact that a person might be Mal, so what? But right now, he's only Bechiyuv Karetz. So that's not, the fact that he has Biyad Olamol cannot be a reason that he's not Shaykh to Chiyuv Karetz right now. So Bechim Nishum Hasra Safik Potrin Osom and HaShemayim, the Kol Yom Omei Be'isa Karetz. So the Ranavid is saying, as distinct from the Rambam, that the Chiyuv Karetz is not pshat, that he's not Chayiv Karetz ad sheyamos for who are all b'mezid. Rather, the Ravid is saying that l'maisa, every day that he's not mal himself, he's all made with Chiyuv, the onus Karetz is right here. It's looming on him. Now, you can ask right now, very nice in terms of the lumdus. In a practical sense, could there be a nafkamina here? L'maisa, according to the Ravid, if he's mal himself, so what happens to the Chiyuv Karetz? Obviously, the Chiyuv Karetz is lifted, correct? That's given. According to the Ravid, he's only the Chiyuv Karetz, not when he dies without Mila, but every day that he's not now, the Onesh Karetz is existing right now. He's subject to Chiyuv Karetz. Let's say he goes now a week later and he's mal himself. So right now, the Chiyuv Karetz has been lifted, right? That mechanism of Chiyuv Karetz being lifted, it's not clear. What's that mechanism? What could it be based on, maybe? Possibly, some Achronim want to say. What do we know from the Gemara earlier, maybe? What could lift a Chiyuv Karetz?
Tshuva.
So could be that the Rabbi will understand it that way, that by doing the mitzvah, that counts as a tshuva, so that's enough to lift a Chiyuv Karetz. Maybe another Hasbar, like we find later in the Sugya and Makis, Kimo Velo Kimo, sometimes by Nita Gaseh is a Shita that if you do the Aseh, then the Onish Malkus goes away. So the Ravid would allow you to lift the Chiyuv Karetz from you through Mila, through the mitzvah, through doing the mitzvah. But Lamaisa, Lamdish-wise, I understand, but what's practically an Afkamina? I mean, Lamaisa, even according to the Ravid, if he does the Mila, so then the Chiyuv Karetz gets lifted, according to the Rambam, so he won't have the Chiyuv Karetz till he dies without having done Mila. According to the Ravid, he can always do Mila and lift the Chiyuv Karetz. So, like, Lamaisa, my nafkamina, really, at the end of the day. But it could be, you could think of possible nafkamina. Does anyone have a thought? It could be a nafkamina. What?
If, according to But then the Ravid, according to Man, or Kima Velokimo, you can give Malchus today for not for being an Aro?
No, that Kima Velokimo is only for Malchus. I was just using it as an analogy. There's no Malchus for Nase. It's only for Alav.
Right.
I just meant there's a Mashal, not a Bedoma, right? That just like this, with regard to Malchus, we find this idea that there's a Chiyav Malchus, but you can avoid it by doing the Asay. So there's a Chiyav Kares, but you can lift it by doing the Mitzvah. I just meant it as a Mashal. Or you could say it's a Gedder of Tshuva. You could say a lot of different possibilities. But Lemaisa,
what does the Ravid mean when Rebbe said that? He says to lift your chiv. What does he mean to lift the chiv?
That means that obviously if he'll do the bris milah, then the chiv karis won't exist anymore. He's not subject to karis anymore. The onesh is looming on the person, but if he does the mitzvah, then the onesh is gone. So, but it could be, you could think of an nafka milah.
So maybe an nafka milah would be if you're considered in a varyan who doesn't get an onesh, or if you're considered someone who...
Okay, in terms of right now...
According to the Rambam, it sounds like he didn't do an Avera, but the Ravid sounds like he did an Avera, but he was potter from an onesh.
Okay, so the level of Russia that he, while he's living, what level Russia is he right now? Okay, for the Rambam, he's a level Russia, you know, a level Russia B. He's in violation of an assay, but there's no Chiyav Karis looming, and this person's walking around with the Chiyav Karis. Okay, but I'll give you a practical nafka mina. Suppose the person gets to a point, you know, in his life that becomes impossible to do bris milah. He's an anus. But all along, you know, earlier he had ample opportunities to do it. But now he dies in a state of being an anus. So would that person be chayv kares? For the Rambam, one could argue that since Sof Yamav, he was an anus, so he didn't die in a state of being an aro b'mezid. And the Rambam's saying, Achi Yamav hu aro b'mezid. So the fact that he didn't do bris milah because he couldn't at a later point in his life, and the opportunity did not present itself that he could exercise his bechira, and the fact that there was an earlier period in his life that he had the bechira would not subject him to kares so long as bishas, when he was older, he couldn't do it. So then there'd be no kares for such a person. According to the Ravid, on the other hand, since there was a chiyav kares that existed from before, Elamai, if you do bris milah, then that would take it away. But Lamaisa, he wasn't able to do it. In a chinami, he wasn't honest. But the chiyav kares already was there from before. So that's what some achronim suggested, possible nafka mina between the Ram and the Ravid. Okay, perhaps that's a nafka mina.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
For the Ram, isn't that tiwasa of shia self bonus?
That's a concept in Ezekiel and so on. Shmira. I mean, the bottom line is the Rambam says, Achi Yamos Vuhu Aro B'mezid. For the Rambam, the Chiyav Karis does not set in. Achi Yamos. So if it's not Tchilasa B'Pshia. What was Tchilasa B'Pshia was a bit of a say. But for the Machayev of Karis, it's what's Koveya is Sof Yamav, is that he died as an RL. But if he died as an RL without a choice, then there would be no Kares. For the Raiver, on the other hand, the Chiv Kares was already here. Okay, so many Achronim want to say, like Lamasha, I say the Minchas Chinuch, I'll take one example. L'chora, Tosus here would be discussing this issue. When Tosus raises the question that how could there be any thought that Mila would have a carbon after all, lo yisbarer, that he's b'kares at Sheyamus. So the Tosus is thinking, like who, in the question. Now what's the easy lineup here in Tosus? The question of Tosus is assuming Kishitas,
Rambam,
that there's no Chiyav Karis Achiyamus, lo yisbar Achiyamus, because, and therefore Tosus says, what kind of halacha of Chiyav Karis do you have here by Mila? There's no Chiyav Karis until he dies. Tosus responds, no, la'olam kozman shalomo, onish karis olav. So Tosus Teretz lines up beautifully with Tishitas arriving. That there's a chiyav karis already, bishas, he's alive, and just that, if he would be mal, good, he could change it. But there's a chiyav karis already now. So if you look in, again, there are many achronim going this way, but the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Beis, which is Mitzvah's Mila, has this assumption in Tosfos. This is in Os Chavav, if you wanted to look it up later. Zman Chiyuv Kares. He quotes the Rambam, and he says, Nirem Lushono, Dafka Mayamezid Ad Yomoso. Like we said before, the Nafka Mina. This is exactly what I said before, the Rambam. Avo in Besof Yom of Hayashogeg. within the Pshitas HaRambam says in Minchas Chinuch, at the Sof Yomav he was a shogeg kidon shechala below yachal lamu, eino chayiv kares av after tchiloso hayiv mezid, even though he was mezid before, that Torah lo chiva kares klal al mitzvah zu ad yom moso v'hu aro b'mezid. The top for the Rambam, the Torah is not mechayiv kares ad yom moso until yom moso v'hu aro. The imbisofu anus enochayev kares. It brings taka mashal to this. You know, Binyamin asks, sorry if I dismiss what you said. He says that he brings a mashal from Nimuki Yosef and Baba Kama, Trivaso Mezid Bisofu Ones, have Ones with Tfila. It's not for Baba Kama, not for Gabby Kashumisam, it's only been Tashwoman for someone who. It could happen more often now, unfortunately, because we're not going to shul. But if a person thinks they're going to dive in mincha, right, and initially was mezid b'sof ha'ones, do you have tashlumin? I think that's the context he brings. Okay. Ben Ishtet, he compares, he's mefalpi here in this question. He connects it to Pesach. The Rambam holds, if you're a person who's a mezid b'rishon and shagag b'sheni, Chayiv Kares. So I passed the person between first Pesach and Nisan, and then if a shogeg b'sheni, he's Chayiv Kares, because the Ikar Kares is said on Pesach Rishon. Okay, he discusses that. But he goes after the chance of Pesach, by a mean, he's convinced that the Kares is only Chayiv, the Kares from Nisan bestowed. The Ikeni Hamdram, Kayat, Tolu in Mumezid itself. So the Mitzvah Chinuch assumes with Asa Rambam, Tchiloso Mezid, the soul at the end of his life, he was unable to do Mila, so there he is considered to be Potter of Kares. Then his Mitzvah Chinuch, Abba Asa Raivid, the guy of Kares of the Chom Yom, Ach, Imo, Mitzvah Kares. So the Chinuch, the Chin, he, Das, has posted the Max, Das, So he says that seems to be Shitas Tosfos, but he says near the Mosmo Nitzam Yikuris. Well, my son, he does spell out the Purish, and goes back to say according to the Rav that even then has to sew for a Malchay Kares because it was Chay from before and so. The Arahon who made clear that Tosfos to himself had to elevate the Rambam. Tosfos is in the Terech, it's not like that. The truth is, I'm not convinced that we have to say like this. If we look carefully at the Lashon Tosfos, it could be that Tosfos L'Olam knew the Rambam from the beginning. And we could still read the Tosfos like this. Listen to how Tosfos spoke in the Kasha. He's asking, why do you view Mila as a hava mina to have a carbon b'shogeg? How can you view Mila as having a carbon b'shogeg? After all, says Tosis, it's not similar to Avodah Zara. It's not similar to Avodah Zara. Why? By Avodah Zara, yesh bo karis. But over here, lo havi b'karis, dum yad avodas kol chavin. Look at the lesson carefully. Tosis doesn't say that there is no Kares till he dies, like the Rambam says. Tosis says, Lomali Kra, the Lohavya Bikaris Dumya Davodis Kochadin, the La Olam Lo Yisbarer, Sheyehe Bikaris Achayamus, the La Olam Yachalamu Achmabli Patami Kares. It could be Tosis understood that there is a looming Chi of Kares. But Lamaisa, how do you know that he won't do Mila and undo the Kri of Kares? And therefore, it's dissimilar to Avodah Zarah. Because by Avodah Zarah, the Kri of Kares is not subject to any possible change. It's going to be locked in. This is it. The Avera was committed and the Kri of Kares is now there. I mean, Tshuva is Tshuva, but separate from that, there is no separate thing that could change the Chi of Kares. And here, lo yisbarer. So maybe Tosfos means the fact that Yachal Ipater makes it different than Avodah Zarah, And Tosis is only mechalek. No, that's not a good svara. That's not enough of a chiluk to make it dissimilar. Yishlomar la'olam kozman shalomo onis karas olav. So if onis karas olav, even though yachalim pater, but lemaisa, it's enough similar to avodah zara. So this is what I was thinking. Maybe you don't have to lock in Tosis kasha to the Rambam and then make the shaka b'tari depend on the machlokas Rambam and Ravid. Maybe we could assume that Tosis already knew the Ravid, but he still felt that the Yachali Pater is maybe why it's not the same as Avodah Zarah. Tosis says it is the same, because Lamaisa Kozman, he hasn't done it. He hasn't done the Mila. It's on his Karas Olav, so therefore it's enough. Now, Rabbi, there's a last, question.
This is Victor calling in. I'm just wondering, can you say one more time what's the difference, if you say it's even in the question,
The difference is not exactly like Avodah Zarah. It's not like Avodah Zarah, because by Avodah Zarah, there's no way you can lift the kares. I mean, of course, tshuva, but tshuva is a separate category. But there's no maisa you can do concretely that will take away the kares. It could be told to us understood that mila is not me get a tshuva. Mila is a separate, the maisa mila itself takes away the kares. So that's different than Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah doesn't have any action that can take away the kares. Here, if he does the mila, the kares is lifted. So it's in a certain way, not like Avodah Zarah. Tosfos says no, but Lemaisa, Kozman Shalom, so we look at it as similar to Avodah Zarah.
And why is Maisa Mila not Tshuva?
No, so it could be Tosfos would assume that the reason mila works is not that it's another way of saying it to Tshuva. Tosfos will learn, Lefida Ravid, that stop! Mila, doing a mitzvah takes away the kares. Stop! That itself, even if there's no formal tshuva. There's another big tumult in the Achronim in terms of the case. How can you have a person hypothetically being a carbon chatas for not doing mila? He's an arrow right now, right? So he's about there. A person who's the carbon chatas when they're shogeg on Avera, if they were no better, they would not do the Avera. This person, he's all made the merdo, he's an Arel. So like, he, in a sense, he's amazing. He's what's called, he's not a Shav Midyaso. Shav Midyaso means worry to know better, worry not to be a shogi, he wouldn't do the Avera. No, what's the mitzias that we're discussing? What's the case that we want to discuss that a person who's not doing Bris Mila is a shogeg, should bring a carbon on the shogeg of Bris Mila? It's a very hard case to conjure up. It's all hypothetical, of course, but what would have been the hypothetical case for Bris Mila b'shogeg? I found the Achronim, the Maris Chayas, others, a tumul on this question, or Achlener, I think also. The Maris has a different variation of the question. He says, let's imagine a person brings a carbon for Lebun Mila. Then what's going to happen? He'll do it afterwards. So what would that mean? The carbon retroactively was chulin lazara because he really wasn't chayiv kares. So retroactively, the carbon was pasul. What would you think on that question? These are all very interesting, cute questions to ask. I saw the Stipler in Shabbos discussing some of these questions in Masechta Shabbos in Chavtes. He says possibly a few possibilities. He has one possibility. He says, let's imagine a person went many days and he did not mal himself, right? Now, he does mila. He mals himself. So at this point, the kares is lifted. But the chait that he committed beforehand, the shogeg, he wasn't mal, right? It was an avira that had in it kares. The kares was lifted when he did the mila. But he had an Avera at the time when he committed the Avera each day, and there were days that passed, he was Omid Bechi of Kares. The fact that right now Bishasi is doing the Karan, he doesn't have the Kares right now, is irrelevant. He's bringing a carbon for an Avera that Bishaito, when he did it, had Kares. So that's the answer to the Maharaj Chayesh's Kasha and to the other Kasha, the Archener. Bishas, he's bringing the carbon, he's not amazing. Bishas, he's bringing the carbon, he's not, he's a Shami Diyasa. But he's bringing the carbon for the Avera of the past, and at the Avera, he was always Bechiv Kares. the fact that right now he's not an Aro anymore, but he can still bring the carbon for the Avera he committed when he was an Aro, which was then Mechayim Karetz. So that would be the way that you would imagine such a halacha of person being a chatan for not doing mila. There's a very beautiful understanding that the Steiber wants to say. And then he goes to the Rambam. He says, what about the Rambam? The Rambam holds, presumably, as he saw, the person said, until he dies. So what would the Rambam do with Tosas Kasha? What would be the Rambam's answer to the Kasha of Tosas? That why would anyone think there could be a chiyuv carbon by Mila? After all, there's no chiyuv karis until he dies, and he's the carbon when he's alive. So we have Tosas Kasha would obviously referred back according to, you know, Kuleyama, the way we're going to Tosas at the end of the day holds like the Raivit. Whether he thought like the Raivit before and he finished like the Raivit, or he was always with the Raivit, but he was still Machalik. But according to the Rambam, what do we make of Tosas Kasha? Says the Stipler, no, it was like this. We have to say that there's a chiyuv karis b'shas the Aveira. This is an interesting chiluk. This goes a little bit to yesterday, perhaps. Maybe. He says, I don't know if he says it that way, but he says, his lashon is, the chiyuv karis is not the goreim in the chiyuv karbon. The machayiv in karbon is the Aveira. But a t'nai in the Aveira, that's Mechayev Karban, is an Aveira that has associated with it an onus called Karis. Does that mean that the Aveira violated was Karis Bishas the Maisa Aveira? Maybe not. As long as the Maisa Aveira was an Aveira that has in it the Chumrah of Karis. Now, according to the Ram, the Chumrah of Karis is only relevant to the end of his life. Maybe. But the Maisa, Mila, is an Aveira, she yesh bo kares. Yesh bo kares doesn't have to mean at the day that he's Mevatu Bris Mila. It could be at the end of his life. But the Aveira is an Aveira of a Buddhistara, yesh bo kares, because there is kares associated with Mila. So Mimela, that's an easy way to answer Tosas Kasha. You don't have to make it like a Buddhistara in the sense that right now he's Chayiv kares for having. For the Maisa Aveira brought with it a Chiyuv Kares. The Kares can be shaykh to the end of the life, but the Aveira is an Aveira, that's Mechayiv Karban, and it's an Aveira, Shiyesh Bo Kares. The Mela, the Rambam, could simply dismiss Tosas Kasha to begin with. That's the Stipler in Mesech de Shabbos.
Rabbi?
Yes?
When you're bringing a Karban for Mila, when
well, you know, it's all hypothetical. There is no right.
I'm saying, like,
the hypothetical karma, right.
Right. When would you bring it? Wouldn't you have to bring it every day?
No, because it's all white. He did it there multiple times.
Right, but even if you bring it, and then the next 2 weeks you still didn't bring a, you still didn't get a bris mila, then therefore
you have to bring a karma. Right. So that was the question. In other words, if he's still an RL, so you're asking it in a different way, but if he's still an RL, so the way we asked the Kasha was, so how could an RL who's obviously still doing the Aveira bring a carbon chattis for doing the Aveira that he's still doing? So the answer that we mentioned from the Stipler was, could be that he now did a Bismillah, but at the time that he did the Aveira, he was Chayiv Karis. So that would be enough for him to bring the carbon right now. The Maratz Chayes has another suggestion that he was an Ariel and then he became in a situation where he couldn't do the Mila, because Nefesh, whatever it is, something happened that now he can't do Mila anymore. So going forward, he doesn't have, but as far as what I thought you were asking, but what about all the different days that he was an Ariel? That would make a new karma. In other words, it's no different than if you had many times he ate a Chelev and it was all one hell, like one forgetting. So all the days are all, you know, it all comes down to one carbon. It's not a separate carbon for every day. But the question that we ask is, when are you going to bring the carbon? When you're still in RL, l'chera, you can't bring the carbon for the Aveira that you're still committing. So you have to figure out an Eitza. The start with Eitza is he actually did a bris mila, but he's bringing the carbon for the time that he was in RL. And then for the Rambam, he wanted to say, as long as the Aveira has in it, Karis. I want to do a little bit of Mara with you. I hope you have it, but maybe just to read Ravina, just to feel like we read the last two lines of the Gemara just together. Ravina, just a hashlama of the sugya, because we're not going to return to this together until after Yontif, Esmas Hashem. So just to see the completeness of the sugya, Ravina Amar. So what Ravina does is to go back to the original Mahalach that we presented in Rabbi Akiva before, which means that the case was that there was Hasra for Misa, and Rashi added Hasra for Malkus. And Rabbi Shmuel would say there would be two onshin, both Misa and Malkus. Rabbi Akiva would say, Kedei Rishasa, one onesh only for Misa and not Malkus. Fact the Gemara, Chai Bekrisis Nami, how could there be two onshin, onesh Kares as well as onesh Malkus, Kedei Rishasa? So initially we suggested, Risha Mesobi Zakasunade. So it's up that question, Kedei Rishasa is functional based in onesh The other mahal was Rava. He changes the whole equation and the whole way to understand the machlokas. Ravina brings us back to the first approach. Ravina Amar, La Olam Kedarmina Meikara. Really, let's go back to what we said before. It says Rashi Atak, Taimi de Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Shtei Rishayosu. The reason is Shtei Rishayos. Aye, what's the problem? Rabbi Akiva said, Asa Tuba, in Kamala Mocha, Lingo, the Gemara said, Hashtem Yes, Lo Avdi. Says Ravina, Shemasu Tshuva Bezu Shemal Mochen Lo Mayamrit Halo Avet Tshuva. What is your claim? But he didn't do Tshuva yet. Right now there is a Kares. Says Ravina, different answer. Lo Psika Nusu Kares. Lo Psika Nusu Kares. It's not definitive that there'll be Kares. That's enough to solve our Kedei Rishasa problem. Says Rashi. The onus karis is still there. So what did Ravina do? He said, not the answer of before Risha Basura Lebezdin it, but a different answer. So is only if both onshin are clearly for sure going to be brought to bear on this person. Since the onus mishum is based in it, there's no escaping it. That's Kedei Rishasa. That with Malkus together is called two onshin. You can't get two. But if you have two onshin, one of which is for sure, one of them which is dependent on maybe yes, maybe not. So even though right now, as things stand right now, the Metzias right now is an onus kares, but since the onus kares could be lifted, so an onus which is not a vaday going to ultimately be there, that can coexist with an onesh, a second onesh. Kedei Rishasa only something with it for onesh that for sure both of them are going to be brought. But lo psika milsa l'karis. Once the onesh karis we see could change, it could go away, Tshuva could take it away. Therefore, no problem Kedei Rishasa. It's a little bit reminiscent, if you remember, of what the Ramban said when the Ramban offered an alternative pshat Rabbi Akiva. That maybe was working behind the scenes in the Gemara, when the Gemara said, Ihachi, if you recall, that the Gemara thought maybe the Pshat could have been that you can't exhaust, use one lav for two onshin. You can't give two onshin a pin on one ashara. So the Ramban says, yeah, but if you have an onesh that occurs, which is, could be it won't end up having to come, that doesn't bother me. That's within that understanding. But Kedei Rishasa, says the Gemara, right now the onesh is here. Ravina says, even with the Kedei Rishasa, the fact that Asa Tshuva, Kares goes away, is enough to not view it as Kedei Rishasa. Question in Pshat. What does Ravina hold regarding what we just said before? What does Ravina hold about Risha Masuro Bezdin, about Lav Shenika Asharashmi says Bezdin? What does Ravina hold about Karban Bayas Hara? Does all that get erased? Does Ravina actually disagree with Rava? Says the Ritva, absolutely not. It's not the pshat that Ravina is disagreeing with the premise that emerges from the earlier lines of Gemara. We hold like Rava. We hold Lav Shenita says me says based in Enlokin Lav. It's a klal in the Sechta Shabbos in many places. Ravina doesn't disagree with that, and everything that came with that, Ravina embraces. However, Ravina just wants to nitpick a little bit. You had this kasha before, and you had one possible answer, and then you presented Rava. Comes Ravina and says, by the way, I have another answer to the kasha. It's that's all Ravina's coming to do. Says the Ritva. La mishum de lesser le rav de leel. Rav is good. Rav is geshmak. We agree. Le ravcha de milsa shani hachi, and we find this elsewhere in Shas. And lemaisa we paskin like Rava, and so it is the halacha. But Ravina doesn't necessarily disagree. Otherwise, we'd have a problem. Halacha kibasrei. Ravina comes after Rava. But lemaisa Ravina doesn't disagree. The question that I'll leave you with over Yantif, the last two marmakomos, which we can come back to, is that kenere. Rabosha, if I ask you after learning this beautiful piece of Gemara, Kares, Bayas Hara, Lo Bayas Hara, what would be your unequivocal answer to that question? If I ask the question, Kares, Bayas Hara, Lo Bayas Hara, what's your answer?
Lo.
Lo Bayas Hara, after Pesach Umi'ila, don't have an Asara. The problem is the two marmakomos that I gave you at the end of the sheet, both of which seem to suggest in different ways, that Kares needs an Ashara, the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvot, Rashi and Shabbos B'das Rav Yitzchak, so that will have to be Od Chazon LaMoed, or in this case, after the Moed, to discuss how that can be. L'chora, our Gemara is Mefurish, we got to be Karban as a Shiloh, got to be Kares, it seems obvious, Kares go by Ashara, but meanwhile, a little bit of Ashlama to this very, very important sugya. Let's take a 10-second break, and I want to learn together with you a piece of Maharal in Gur Aryeh.